Canes fans. This is the Canes Insight Instant Reaction Podcast. Some portal news. Not the portal news we like. It is outgoing portal. Two defensive linemen. We will talk about what it means, what the next steps are. But for now, Jared Harrison Hunt, the defensive tackle from New York, has now entered the portal. We will talk about that. We'll talk about Jaden Wayne entering the portal shortly. But a lot going on. Starting with Jared Harrison Hunt, who is a productive defensive player out of New York, entering the portal. Sixth-year player, some of Miami fans have known for a while, signed in the class of 2019, which was Manny Diaz's transition class. And someone I like, man, basketball player. We had him on the show the other day. Personable kid, very athletic, flashed a lot, had a good season last year, played some end, played some tackle, never really gained a ton of weight, but was a very quick and explosive defensive tackle. Story with this one, I mean, ultimately, look, this is somebody who I think he's flirted with the portal before. This is a Manny Diaz signee, and ultimately, it just didn't work out. He decided to enter the portal finally. I think from the Miami standpoint, this is a good player. You know, this is not a player that is unable to play at Miami. He would have played this coming year. He played last year. But I think Miami believes that they can upgrade in the portal size-wise and ability-wise over Harrison Hunt. They will need to do that because it is a thin position without Harrison Hunt. But if you upgrade, you're in pretty good shape. And that is what Miami plans to do. We'll take one defensive tackle at least, possibly two if it's the right two. So Miami is looking to upgrade in the portal with Harrison Hunt outgoing. Obviously, that frees up a spot. That frees up certain capital. And it's going to be an aggressive pursuit of defensive tackles for the Miami Hurricanes. You know about Simeon Barrow, the Michigan State transfer. But Miami's going to be in for every legitimate portal option that they view as an equal to or an upgrade from Jared Harrison Hunt. That is the goal of the Miami Hurricanes, is to upgrade. And I guess you can't really judge it until the dust settles. If they're unable to upgrade from Jared Harrison Hunt, very tough loss. If they are able to upgrade, you know, no harm, no foul, and you have a better, bigger football team. But I think some of this was just, again, you had a Manny Diaz guy, flirted with the portal in the past, and it just kind of ran its course at the University of Miami. You have CJ Clark playing a lot, Marley Cook playing a lot. Jared Harrison Hunt would have still played. It was not a pure playing time squeeze. But I think Miami thinks they can upgrade and intend to upgrade. They would view Simeon Barrow as an upgrade size-wise and ability-wise. We will see if they're able to pull that off. LSU will be tough. That one's going to be a battle. But they're planning to battle. They're prepared to battle. And they will be in the mix for any top defensive tackle that is available. So Jared Harrison Hunt, again, not like some of the other entries where guys weren't going to play or weren't going to play a lot and they left. This is someone that was going to play. So Miami will need to upgrade at that position with somebody who again, plays quite a bit starter level minutes or snaps at defensive tackle. This is not like a Nigel Lee Kelly where he was probably fourth in line and not going to play a whole lot, maybe fifth in line. This is someone who was going to play second or third most snaps at the defensive tackle position. They need to replace him quickly, and they're working to do so. Separate from that, you had another defensive end in this case. Enter the portal, Jaden Wayne, former top 100 recruit out of the Seattle, Washington area, Tacoma, Washington. This is a top 100 player last year. Someone of mine was very excited to sign. He did play as a true freshman. You know, showed some signs, hardworking kid, good traits. I think the issue with Jaden Wayne is he just was not the most natural pass rusher. So his pass rush development was a little behind. And for a team like Miami that is trying to win the ACC this year, a player like Jared Harrison Hunt wasn't necessarily helping them do so because of the limited pass rush ability, because of where he was at his stage of development. It just wasn't happening. So you had a player that was a top 100 player. Miami had to fight hard for, invest a lot in, and it was not something where they were going to win with him this year. Also, you saw in the spring game, Cole McConathy, the true freshman three-star out of Mobile, Alabama, that sort of jumped Jaden Wayne in the pecking order. As far as defensive end, you also saw Marquise Lightfoot have a very big game. So two freshman defensive ends sort of jumping Jaden Wayne in the pecking order. That doesn't mean Wayne wasn't going to play at all, but that's certainly a sign that maybe, you know, his development is not coming as quickly as you'd like it to. But he's someone I do think can be a good player because he has good size, has good speed, has good work ethic. It's just about that natural bend, that natural pass rush instinct, which is hard to quantify, but it's bigger than just size and speed. as you saw with Reuben Bain, not the biggest guy in the world, but somebody who just was a natural pass rusher. But again, just with Wayne, it's those intangible pass rush things. He had size, he had speed, and he had effort, and he had work ethic, but it was just the bending, the finishing, some of the fluidity, some of the moves. I think he needed a little more development in. I think he will ultimately be a good player. I'm a fan of the player. I think he can go certainly power four and continue his progression. I think Miami right now is looking for more of an instant impact, and they will look to upgrade that fourth defensive end spot with somebody who will play right away, someone with proven production, someone who's not necessarily a young player, someone who is a veteran player who they know what they can do. Romello Height, they flirted with him. I think, you know, they decided to go in a different direction after his visit. But I do expect Miami to pursue another defensive end heavily, and they expect to land someone who will be a very good player on par with maybe not Reuben Bain, Mesidor, but someone who could be in that rotation, Elijah Alston right alongside as a veteran pass rusher. I think you expect that kind of player to be added to the room in a perfect world. Miami is working hard to do so. I know we're talking about these two departures, but some potential additions. You know, Damian Martinez, we talked about in the podcast earlier today. Jalen Alderman, a linebacker from Louisville, started every game last year, was a very productive player. Told from talking to people around the program, he's a dude. Miami has a lot of interest in this player. They think he can help us this year. They can help us in the future. They don't view him as like a stopgap kind of player. They think he could be an impact player, a linebacker. Again, win now mindset. Cam Ward is here for a year. You want to add pieces around him that can win the ACC. So everything you see Miami do is geared towards winning the ACC, whether that's bringing in Damian Martinez, who, again, Miami feels very good about where they stand. We talked about him on the podcast. Sam Brown, the wide receiver from Houston, Miami feels very, very good about where he is in his process. They think they can add him. He might be the best receiver available in the transfer portal. Defensive tackle, you need to replace Jared Harrison-Hunt. No two ways about it. It is a must-do at this stage, and they're allocating resources and time accordingly, and they're going to be very aggressive in doing so. Fourth defensive end, they think they're going to get an upgrade over what they had last year. And then, of course, linebacker Jalen Alderman is a name to keep an eye on, who they think could help them win next year, be a better version of KJ Cloyd, who came from Louisville last year and helped Miami. They think they can get even more out of a guy like Alderman, who plays alongside Mauinoa, plays alongside the Saints, and gives you some veteran experience and upside as well in the linebacker room. He's not just a stopgap. I'm told they like his upside. They like his ability. They think he's just a very good player who can be even better here at Miami. So that's sort of the portal shopping list. Also, defensive back, you saw Daylon Hill from Marshall coming in on a visit this weekend. Miami would like to add another defensive back to that room on top of him if they can land him. I think the number is two. So that's what Miami is looking to do, is potentially add two players from the defensive backfield into the room. You know, we'll see what happens, but certainly that is the goal. And right now, Deonte Hill, sorry, I was looking for the name to make sure I said it right. Deonte Hill from Marshall will be visiting. He's someone that he likes. They want to add another one to him. Two guys with man coverage is their goal. And maybe it's not Deonte Hill, maybe it's someone else. I think that portal position is still unwrapping at defensive back. So we'll see how that goes. But right now, that's the scoop. That's where Miami is looking at. Tough to see Jared Harrison-Hunt leave. He's someone I like since he was in high school. I think he has a lot of ability where he lands. You know, does he go to a team like Duke with Manny Diaz? Who knows? But he's someone with ability, and Miami will need to make sure they get somebody ready to play, because that is a loss on next year's team. And as we've talked about with all these portal additions, everything is about next year's team being good enough to win the ACC. With losing Harrison-Hunt, takes a step back. You need to take a step forward to replace him. They expect to do so. They expect an upgrade. I watched that fourth defensive end position. I think Miami will get a nice upgrade there. Jalen Alderman at linebacker. Keep an eye on him at linebacker. And then, again, cornerback Deonte Hill from Marshall visiting someone Miami likes. And Miami's watching that defensive back portal closely. Any new name that comes in that has ability, I think Miami's going to be interested in and vetting. So that's a scoop on the portal. Appreciate all you guys. Shout out to Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, Canes, where all of our sponsors, and we'll be on tomorrow every day. So check us out, like, and subscribe to this podcast. Thank you. Go Canes.